All right. Well, we've survived yet another update from Microsoft on our Windows 10. Two of our other programs don't work now. I have to download new versions of those programs. But thank God it downloaded another version of Skype this morning, but it appears that Skype is working. Good morning, Pat. Are you there, Pat? Well, I guess I'm wrong. It appears Skype is not working. That means I have to go to Skype. Oh, hang on. And I have to go to the options here. Let's see if I can find the options. Audio and video settings. Let's go to that. Speakers. Let's see here. Let's see what we got. They got the wrong speakers. That's what it is. Let's go like this. Are you there, Pat?
I'm here.
There we go. Now that's set. Another update from Skype. Unbelievable.
You just love it, don't you?
What?
You just love it, don't you?
It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, we had an update from Microsoft and didn't mess things up too badly.
I lost my so right now I have to download a new FTP program, and I have to reinstall my CoolEdit Pro.
Because of Microsoft?
Yeah, because of the new update.
Oh, new update.
It's just unbelievable. Just ridiculous. Well, anyways, so it's interesting because our winter of snow to rain continues. Now, it all depends, Pat, around here where you live. Like, I live around 1,200 foot level. I get about 2 inches of snow.
Right.
You come down a little bit. It's like in Sharon now, I think it's a little over an inch of snow. But it all turned to rain, and my satellite dish here in Sharon only had about a half inch of snow on it. But because it was a heavy, wet snow,
right. Nothing
gets through. So I was out there this morning in the pouring rain. Now, remember, that satellite dish is 15 feet high. And you've got to scrape about 90% of it off to get it clean. You ever try to scrape heavy, wet snow off a satellite dish?
Oh, I can imagine. No, I've never, but that's got to be right.
And there's only one place it goes when you're scraping it off. You know where that is? On you. Because you're scraping it down.
Right.
So I just had a great morning this morning, Pat. But you want to know something funny? My cat, Emma, who was afraid of the sound of plows going by.
Yeah.
She was hidden this morning, and the plows hadn't come by yet. And all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, the plow goes by. My cat knows when it's snowing out. It's amazing. And that a plow's going to come by. It's amazing. It's like I used to have a dog, Lucky, who knew 35 to 45 minutes before we were going to have a thunderstorm.
Right.
And Lucky was always right. It's amazing about my cat Emma. She just knows when a plow is going to go by, and she hides. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
Well, that's enough of my amazing announcements. Because once again, we locally didn't have any late openings, but to the north of us, there's delays. To the north and to the northwest, there are delays.
Yeah, we've had reports, from northern Massachusetts on up into Vermont, New Hampshire, of 2 to 4 inches of snow so far.
Yeah.
And they'll probably wind up with another inch. And that'll be it. This all moves out today. And tonight we drop into the 20s. But tomorrow we're in the 20s dropping into the teens. And tomorrow night, very cold, 0 to 5 below by Saturday morning. Not talking wind chill, real temperatures. And then the highs on Saturday will be somewhere between 25 and 30 with sun. And on Sunday, we'll have increasing clouds. Could be a late day snow shower or flurry. But the highs on Sunday, 40 to 45.
Right.
So, yeah, the roller coaster ride continues. Nothing has changed.
And next week looks like the same type of weather?
We see a little bit of unsettled weather coming in Tuesday night. And then another shot of Arctic air for the middle part of next week. But that's about it.
So then Tuesday night we'll have some snow going to rain again.
Or vice versa, rain, go in the snow.
It's amazing.
Right, one or the other.
Now, when you add it up, we had a 4-inch and a 7-inch snow, okay, 11 inches.
Right.
And then when you take these 2 inches here, these 2 inches there, these 2 inches there, these 2 inches there, I mean, you look at it and you say, oh, wow, we've had about 25 inches of snow this year. But it's been in nothing. Except for we had two snowfalls that were moderate snowfalls. And that's it.
Right. So, I mean, all in all, it looks like it is definitely, I mean, right now it looks like it could average below normal snowfall, but no one ever knows
what
March has for us, right?
All you need is one 30-inch dumper.
And that's the end of that.
And that's
right.
The end of that. We got a normal winter.
Yeah, you're so right about that, Marshall. Other than that, there's not much going on. We're at 102 hours editing.
Jeez.
That's the credits, which were done last evening. And that's 102 hours of editing the movie. And now it's on to doing the making of, which should not take too long. But I told you it was going to be over 100 hours. I told you that.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
That's a
lot of work.
That's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we're scaling down. So, now we've been hearing from everybody, so far a lot of people are coming. So all we have to do now, Marshall, is pray that this weather pattern continues on the 29th.
But you know it won't.
I don't know. I give up.
You know it won't.
I give up even wondering. Well, I remember a couple of years ago, thunder and lightning, when everybody was getting here the night of the premiere, everybody was soaked. And I remember last year being very tepid, you know, not a problem. So far, this is our 28th movie premiere, and out of the 28, only one movie premiere offered ice, freezing rain, and that cut the attendance by one half, but it did not cancel it. So there's never been a canceled premiere in our history.
Well, you know, you're seeing all these things, Pat, out loud on the radio, and that means Mother Nature is listening, saying, oh, he hasn't had that, huh? What date did he say he's doing that on again?
I'll just give her the wrong date.
That's right. You already gave the right date, though.
I'll give her the wrong date, and then I'll never do that.
Gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. Nothing on the Mouse Patrol, although... Clara had emailed me on Facebook. Now, listener?
Yep.
With a picture of what appeared to be either a very large one or the next size up. And she said she caught it in her car.
Well, that's because she keeps too much candy in her car.
Oh, is that
I'm only kidding. I know Clara will. No. She probably doesn't drive that much. And mice seek warm place anywhere they can.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Anywhere they can. But that's why the station, we have the two, the AM and FM here, the mice are not inside. At home, I've got the three cats. And there's no mice inside my house. And, you know, occasionally when winter first comes, there's a couple because they're dumb enough. They don't realize the cats are there. But after the cats eat a couple of them, they're all of a sudden gone.
I wonder why they weren't just made as cold blooded rodents and we wouldn't have had to worry about it.
Well, who knows? Well, would you rather have alligators or mice?
I guess the answer is mice.
Yeah, that's right.
You mean because down in Florida they have to worry about alligators?
That's right. Could you imagine if you had alligators instead of mice? In the wintertime, it'd be great, but in the summertime, you could never go swimming.
My goodness. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember going to Florida and being near the creek.
Yeah.
And, you know, and trying to take the sun, and all of a sudden you would see one, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Sailing in the creek, and you would just get up slowly and walk away.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right. Six of one, half dozen of the other, Pat, you know?
Yes. Well, everybody get up slowly and walk slowly today until the weather clears. And then we'll all be back tomorrow morning on a cold one.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.